A new interim government in Libya was sworn in, replacing two rival administrations. Its main task is to prepare the war-torn country for elections in December. Libya descended into conflict after the last nationwide elections in 2014. A court in Japan found that the government was wrong to ban same-sex marriages, but it stopped short of overturning the policy, saying instead that Parliament should be given time to legislate on the matter. The military junta that has seized power in Myanmar declared martial law in the country's two biggest cities in an effort to curb protests. Soldiers have shot dead more than 200 people. China, meanwhile, urged Myanmar to protect Chinese-owned factories after several were set on fire during unrest in Yangon. A gunman killed 8 people at 3 massage parlors in Atlanta. 6 of the dead were Asian American women. Pundits speculated that the shooter might have had a racial motive, but he told police he was a sex addict and wanted to remove a source of temptation. Police said it was too early to draw any conclusions about the crime. In Texas, 8 unauthorized immigrants were killed when their car crashed during a police chase. Migrants are once again heading in large numbers to the U.S.-Mexican border and trying to enter America. Republicans blame Joe Biden's relaxation of Donald Trump's strict immigration rules. More Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, called on Andrew Cuomo to resign as governor of New York amid allegations of sexual harassment. Mr. Cuomo said he would not bow to cancel culture. Team New Zealand won the 36th America's Cup. The oldest trophy in international sport featured high-tech sailing boats racing at up to 50 knots over 90 kilometers per hour. New Zealand's deft handling of the pandemic allowed the contest to go ahead, but only a few teams took part thanks to COVID-19.
Coronavirus briefs.
Schools, shops and restaurants were ordered to close across half of Italy, including Milan and Rome, as a new wave of cases emerged. Britain's National Health Service warned of a crunch in vaccine supply next month, a potential setback to the country's successful inoculation program. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro replaced his health minister for the third time during the pandemic. Mr. Bolsonaro continued to rail against lockdowns. Only around 5% of the population have been vaccinated. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea said that a quarter of the population may have contracted COVID-19. Neighbouring Australia, which is providing vaccines, is worried that the virus might spread across the maritime border. So are other Pacific countries, many of which have weak health services.